Looks like we'll commence having a scheduled town hall meeting. But that is public comment, but the council members can respond or ask staff to help help respond to whatever citizens would like to say or ask. If someone would like to approach the podium, you may address the council at this time. Better not be about oysters.
Why not?
What else would there be? Steve Seymour, Great Number Oyster, 685 Peaceport Drive. This is just more than FYI for the council. We met, it's about the Peaceport Revitalization Project in Phase 1, Phase 2. This last week, Gary's been here, met with the business owners about Phase 2. And I just had a comment. Gary and I talked about some things to help mitigate some of the impact on businesses. And I provided a letter to Javier and ICC, Michael, and other people. And that was just today, so I don't expect that they've got a chance to comment. But the basic thing for us is, Gary and I talked, we felt that the Phase 1 would be fairly close to being complete before the 18th of August when they are going to close 8th Street, Peaceport, and then move into Phase 2. And Phase 2 looks a little bit like Phase 1, maybe not quite as aggressive. Trees will be taken down, sidewalks will be torn up, that kind of stuff. And I don't have a deep appreciation for work with subcontractors and any of that sort, but what I have been somewhat disappointed in Phase 1 is there's a real lot of activity the first week. Trees are taken up, sidewalks ripped out, and then at least in the northern section, actually almost nothing happened for a period of 2 weeks. And I kept thinking, man, I mean, these businesses are just being kind of put out there. And then, you know, the hit and miss signage and all that kind of stuff, it just looked like we could do better. And so in Phase 2, I was talking to Gary, I said, look, my preference would be nothing happens on Phase 2 until Phase 1 is nearly complete, to the point that we have been public access up to the plaza and to 8th Street. So we at least have parking and walking access into that Phase 2 area. Secondly, you know, I don't know how many folks are familiar with this Phase 2 plan, but 8th Street from Peaceport over the 3rd will be designated as a public parking area to offset the parking loss on Peaceport during the construction of Phase 2. And in the memo, I point out to Gary that really, that is, unless we do something different with that little stretch, it's not going to help, because most days that parking on 8th Street between that section is already fully utilized. And so I asked, you know, maybe we consider doing, rearranging it, there could be diagonal parking on both sides, since it's not going to be a through street, it's going to be a simple narrow street. We have to maintain access for our, you know, our deliveries that happen on Mondays and Wednesdays, and wasters, of course, every day. But, and then, secondly, there's probably, what, 3, 4, or 5 private property lots that are owned, you know, along that area. I asked Gary to outreach to those property owners to see if we can get temporary use of those for public parking and then actually make signage and everything to actually be able to direct people to that. And then, thirdly, I guess I asked Gary in his discussions with the other business owners to talk about employee and staff parking, because I'm going to be pretty sure that about half the parking that occurs on Peaceport are staff and employees of the businesses. And what we don't want to happen is to designate 8th Street for customer parking and access and then have staff and employees eating it up. So that was it. I mean, and kudos to Gary. He's been really forthright and helpful. I feel like we're taking a little more progressive approach on Phase 2. But I really do hope that we can actually limit the impact as much as we can. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. I have questions for staff. Are you familiar with the suggestions that Steve was just making? Or is this the first you've heard of them, or are these on your radar already?
They're on our radar, yep. I haven't read the memo yet, but they're on our radar.
Okay, that's excellent. And another thing he mentioned is it looked it was not obvious what level of activity there was for some period of time. Would you characterize it that perhaps there was something less visible and less obvious that the contractors were doing that just didn't look as busy?
I couldn't speak to Steve's observations. What I can tell you is that the project is ahead of schedule.
Oh, okay.
We're actually doing very well and making good progress. And we expect, again, phase two to start very soon, which wasn't supposed to start until September. So contractor is moving, as we would expect them to, actually a little bit ahead of schedule.
Okay, great. And staff is going to take into consideration the suggestions about parking and determine whether or not that suits the city to do or not do what you just suggested?
Sure, we'll take them into consideration.
Well, we do have the police department for what used to be City Hall. We have that parking lot. I haven't been down there, so I don't know. But there certainly should be signage saying that that's available for people to park in.
Deputy Mayor?
Yes.
So we run into some ADA issues because it's a granular surface and it's not meant for public parking. So there's things to be considered of as we just...
Well, it's adjacent to the library, so that's ADA.
Oh, but that surface might not be... We might be legally liable if someone tries to use that surface and it's not been prepared properly for people getting in and out of their cars. But is that consistent with what you're talking about? There is a lot of parking there. I think it's privately owned. That's this side of the Black Forest. There's a large parking lot there. That belongs to some individual businesses, I presume?
I presume.
Okay, so I was just wondering whether that could be looked into, whether or not they'd be willing to have extra parking there designated by the city. I'm just throwing that out. There is something that potentially could be looked into if you have not already. Okay, excellent. Would anyone else like to make public comment or ask questions of council or staff? Yes, please.
May I change the topic?
Oh, you can bring up whatever topic you like.
Thank you. I'm Suzanne Creswell. I'm at 8581 San Diego Drive.
And could you just move the microphone up some so we can bring it up there?
Yes.
That's better. Thank you.
Mr. Lee, I think I read your comments in the letters in the Northern Light.
Yes.
And thank you for that clarification. The week prior to that, the gentleman had enlightened me anyways. Mr. May, Richard May, is you, and the other gentleman was Jay Tabor, regarding the use of land in West Semiamu. And... now, thanks to your clarification, I better understand the issue is that West Semiamu will increase in density, which makes perfect sense. And you were clarifying whether it was going to be under Birch Bay or Blaine. And there were small pros and cons to each of which you have yet to better understand at some point. So absolutely, we need to provide housing. Absolutely. I'd be interested to know what the plans are for the infrastructure, for example, fire, sewer, and naive question maybe, but will this impact, I hope, positively taxes in a way that assists the Blaine School District?
I see what you're saying. So school district is separate from us, and their rates go the part of your property tax you pay that goes to schools goes directly to them. However, that said, that's beyond the city of Blaine's control. But having more people live here could help increase enrollment. And the kind of housing that might go into the West Blaine down the hill could include some family housing that could increase the enrollment. And the more enrollment they have, the more money the state gives them, then they have more money to pay the teachers and such like that. As for the infrastructure, one good thing is that a lot of these, a developer who wants to go in there and put in 50 houses or 100 houses, they participate in some of the costs of the infrastructure, and that can even go down to the point of amendments to roads for capacity, and then they're paying their parts of their part of impact fees, and it's a collaborative effort so that it's not just the current citizens paying for all of the new things to service. Such a new development, so it won't be coming just off the backs of the existing Blaine City residents.
Sorry, Mr. May, can I just
yes, please
make
do.
A point? Just to clarify, All that is on the ballot for November deals with de-annexation of East Plain and the savings that are going to come to the city from not having to plan for sewer and water out to East Plain. There is no mention of West Plain at all. There are no plans to develop that area that is known as West Plain at all. It's not a land swap, as Mr. Tabor said. That is not true. There are no plans at the moment for doing anything out in West Lane other than what's already on the books and being planned.
Yeah, sorry, Mayor Stewart, I didn't address that directly just now because she had said she had read my letter to the editor. I don't know if you saw my letter to the editor in the Northern Light, but I was very clear about that separation. But I think she was asking more about, but then what, regarding if West Yamhill does get developed. And she found my comments in the paper.
But let's not get ahead of our skis.
But that was the question she was asking about.
Yes, getting ahead of the skis. So is it apartments and houses? And that question in itself is ahead of the skis. You can't swing in the air. Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify, City Manager, did I say anything incorrect just now or anything you wanted to clarify about what I just said?
The only clarification I would make is one, and that at current policy, we require the developer to pay for virtually all utilities going into a development. So if West Plain were to be developed, and again, to just double down on what the mayor said, they are completely separate issues. If it were to be developed, those costs would be borne by the developer or developers collectively, and not the utility payers or the taxpayers of Plain.
And just since the subject was raised, for clarity, so it's been said out loud during this meeting, yes, what's on the ballot is strictly about whether to shed the piece of East Plain, which would stop us from having to upgrade our service level over there as if they were going to put in 1,000 houses when they're simply not going to. Whole separate issue is, at some point, it would be probably in the best interest of particularly the residents of Semiahmoo for the city of Blaine to eventually take on West Semiahmoo, so that we can control what it looks like and make sure that we can preserve the wooded character and have significant landscape buffers and wildlife corridors in between the existing residences around the golf course and whatever new could be built down there. Whereas if the new city of Birch Bay or the county were to be the one chaperoning that development, they could do whatever they want, put it right up to the city limits line right the other side of the street. So, thank you very much. Did anyone else here have any comment or question for the council? Please approach the podium.
Otto Hoyer. I had a chance to go to the Planning Commission meeting on August 7th.
Otto, could you raise the mic?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I had a chance to go to the Planning Commission meeting this week, August 7th, and was interested in learning more about the MATEX, so to speak. And I had a chance to actually go buy some of those properties and look at them. Because I think there's a big opportunity for more affordable housing on our infill. And I think that was a lost opportunity there. And specifically, that was going to be converted into recreation, strip mall space, et cetera. There was an existing IGA shopping mall, but there was 37 acres of open land. And I did the quick math on that. You know, looking at 6 units per acre, we could have approximately 118 to 178 homes, about 500 people. What I don't understand is why are we converting this land when we have an affordable housing crisis, particularly the condos and those dense units, when we're close to jobs, we're close to the services, those manufacturing units, and close to the freeway. And here the Planning Commission was voting for this. I did go by those properties, and they're definitely available. So this is an open question, and I would recommend that we take the opportunity to take that space, convert it into residential, rather than commercial, manufacturing, and recreation space, as was suggested. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your comments there. And of course, if you or anyone would like to recruit a developer who would like to pick up the reins of the project, the potential project we were looking at where the skate park, the giant parking lot next to it, and the library could be replaced with a very large bunch of housing that would have the library on the first floor, or there's some other spaces around town that need developing. But if anyone would like to invite a sharp developer to town who would like to put in some affordable housing, we'd certainly like to accommodate them and look at how we can get their project done. Would anyone else like to ask a question or make a comment to council members or staff? Okay, short of any additional comments being made, Did any member of council wish to address the audience here tonight? If not, we will close the town hall. All right, thank you. We will now stand in recess until the regularly scheduled 6 p.m. Council meeting agenda begins. Thank you very much.